Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Adani Power Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we are pleased to welcome you all to the Q2 FY25 earnings call for Adani Power Limited. Today, we have with us the management team represented by Mr. Dilip Jha, CFO, and Mr. Nishit Dave, AVP, Investor Relations. We'll start with brief opening remarks, which will be followed by Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mohit. Thank you, friends. Good evening to everyone. So with me, our Investor Relations Head, Mr. Nishit Dave, FMC Head, Mr. Rajeev Rastogi, and our Treasury Head, Mr. Sunil Chakravarty, and Finance Team are with me. Our CEO, Mr. S.B. Khyalia, is unable to join today, and he has sent his regards and hello to all of you. Again, thank you for joining us today to discuss our financial results for the second quarter of FY25. I am pleased to report that Adani Power has delivered yet another strong quarter, demonstrating our commitment to growth and operational excellence. Adani Power has embarked on the next phase of its growth journey. We are swiftly achieving capacity expansion milestones and securing power supply agreements to ensure long-term revenue stability. We have recently acquired and added 2,300 megawatts of capacity, taking our operational capacity to 17,550 megawatts at the end of September 2024. These additions include 500 megawatts from Adani Dahnu Thermal Power Station, 600 megawatts from Lanco Amarkantak Power Limited, and 1,200 megawatts from Coastal Energen Private Limited. We are fully committed to turning around stressed power plants rapidly by utilizing our core competencies and strengths. We have also received a letter of award from the Maharashtra DISCOM for the supply of 1,496 megawatt power on net basis under a 25-year power supply agreement. This power will supply from a new 1,600 megawatt ultra-supercritical thermal power project to be set up in Chhattisgarh. With this, we now have long-term tie-ups for 3 gigawatt capacity out of our targeted organic capacity addition of 12.5 gigawatt. The Indian power sector has scaled new peaks, with electricity demand growing at a fast pace. Peak power demand, which was 203 gigawatt in FY22, is already at 249 gigawatt now. The government estimates that it will reach 296 gigawatt by FY27 and 388 gigawatt by FY32. This has prompted the government to raise its targeted thermal power capacity addition requirement to 80 gigawatt by FY32. Energy demand is also growing rapidly, and the importance of thermal power for providing base load and peak power supply and balancing the grid is increasing. This is prompting DISCOMs to float bids for supply of thermal power on a long-term basis. Merchant tariffs are also high, despite the reduction in import fuel prices and easier domestic coal availability. In this scenario, Adani Power is ideally placed to benefit from growth in both long-term and short-term market. Now, coming to our performance in the recently concluded quarter. One-time prior period. So for the first half of FY25, our power sales volume was 46 billion units, a 29.2% increase from 35.6 billion units in H1 FY24. Our continuing total revenue for H1 FY25, excluding one-time prior period items, was 28,517 crore, a 20% increase from rupees 23,767 crore in H1 FY24. This revenue includes 1 month performance of Moxie Power Generation Limited, which amalgamated with Coastal Energy, and Korba Power Limited, originally known as Lanco Amarkantak, which was acquired in the month of August and September 2024, respectively under IBC. Our consolidated power sales volume for quarter 2 FY25 was 21.9 billion units, a 21% increase from 18.1 billion units in quarter 2 FY24. This growth was driven by imported power demand, lower import coal prices, and higher operating capacity. Our total continuing revenue for Q2 FY25 increased by 10.8% to rupees 13,465 crore, compared to rupees 12,155 crore in quarter 2 FY24. This growth was primarily due to higher sales volume, tempered by lower tariff realization on account of fuel price reduction. Our continuing EBITDA for H1 FY25 grew by 38.3% to rupees 11,692 crore, up from rupees 8,457 crore in H1 FY24. Similarly, continuing EBITDA for quarter 2 FY25 grew by 24.6% to rupees 5,402 crore, up from rupees 4,336 crore in quarter 2 FY24. This increase was due to higher continuing revenues and lower fuel and operating costs. We have utilized the proceeds for regulatory recovery judiciously to deleverage and to fund CapEx. As a result, the debt per megawatt has come down significantly, and our credit rating has improved further. In this quarter, CARE Ratings has assigned AA stable rating to APL's debt facilities in August 2024. We have been able to exert strict control over finance costs, which were lower at Rs. 1,618 crore in HY FY25 as compared to Rs. 1,772 crore in H1 FY24. Similarly, the finance costs for quarter 2 FY25 were Rs. 807 as compared to rupees 888 crore in quarter 2 FY24. Our continuing profit before tax for H1 FY25 increased by 69% to rupees 8020 crore compared to rupees 4746 crore in H1 of previous year. Continuing profit before tax for quarter 2 FY25 saw a significant rise of 44.8%, reaching to rupees 3,537 crore compared to rupees 2,443 crore in quarter 2 of previous year. This was a result of improved EBITDA and lower finance costs. One-time prior period revenue recognition on account of regulatory orders was rupees 1,200 crore in H1 25, which was lower in compared to rupees 9,278 crore in H1 of the same of the previous year. This is because we have already recovered most of the past regulatory dues in the previous year. Our tariffs now incorporate recovery of alternate fuel costs to on an ongoing basis. Similar to H1, the one-time prior period revenue recognition in quarter 2 FY25 was also lower at Rs. 598 crore as compared to rupees 2,781 crore for quarter 2 FY24. Consequently, reported profit before tax for H125 was lower by 35.5% at rupees 9,040 crore as compared to rupees 14,023 crore for H1 of the previous year. Similarly, the reported PBT for quarter 2 FY25 was lower by 20.9% at rupees 4,134 crore as compared to rupees 5,224 crore for quarter 2 of the previous year. However, as you would appreciate, we have posted a very strong financial performance on a recurring basis, and these reductions, which is optical, is due to last year non-recurring one-time income of the past regulatory issues. During H1 FY24, we had recognized deferred tax credit of rupees 1,330 crore. In comparison, we have recognized total tax charge of rupees 1,829 crore for H125. Similarly, the tax charge for quarter 2 FY25 is rupees 837 crore as compared to deferred tax credit of rupees 1,371 crore for quarter 2 of the previous year. As a result, the profit after tax for H1 FY25 is rupees 7,210 crore as compared to rupees 15,354 crore for H1 FY24 and 3,298 crore for quarter 2 FY25 as compared to rupees 6,594 crore for quarter 2 of the previous year. And this is mainly due to the last year one-time non-recurring income which reported during the last financial year, as I've already explained. Our diverse capabilities and financial resilience provide a solid foundation for growth in our quest to reach 30 plus gigawatt of capacity by FY30. Our existing operations will generate sufficient cash flow to enable us to reach our targets without excessive leverage. We will follow a debt-light strategy to fund capital expenditure, relying on our strong cash flow generation to achieve our long-term target. We have given advance orders to main plant supplier for 11.2 gigawatt of capacity, which will be commissioned in a phased wise manner by FY30. Of these, a 1,600 megawatt ultra-supercritical expansion project is already under execution at Mahan Energy site in Singrauli, Madhya Pradesh. The advance ordering done by us will help us de-risk our project execution by ensuring timely availability of the most critical equipment. Looking ahead, we remain committed to leveraging our inherent strength and competitive advantages to drive growth and deliver value to our stakeholders. Our operational excellence and financial discipline will continue to drive our performance and create long-term value for our shareholders. Thank you for your continued support. I look forward to your questions. Over to you, moderator. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from UTI Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So my first question is regarding the receivables at Kota. So can you quantify what are the receivables as of September 30?
Yeah, so as on September 30, 2024, our receivable is, you know, in Indian rupees, 6,630 crore. And if you will ask in terms of the million, so 790 million. So this is, you know, so receivable outstanding as on 30th September.
And sir, how much did we bill in the last 6 months?
Last 6 months, we have received almost $350 million.
$350 million. Okay. And so we understand that the Godda plant is not connected to the domestic grid. So are we looking to link it with the domestic grid in the medium term?
We will explore options. As of now, there is no issue related to the power plant, power supply being provided to Bangladesh. We are very much in touch with the grid operators over there. We are in sync with the Bangladesh grid and we are supplying power according to their demand. We are also receiving payments from them. There had been a little bit of a disruption earlier, but they have built up the payments gradually. And we are hoping that we will see an improvement and, you know, gradual clearance of the outstanding receivables over the next 6 months or so. So as of now, we hope that there will be no further deterioration in terms of the outstanding. And as of now, we don't think that we need to look at that option. But if required, we can consider it.
Sure. And so the second question is regarding Coastal Energy. We acquired it in Q2 and we are holding 49%. So will we look to increase the stake over here? And also there is an under construction capacity of around 1200 megawatts. Are we looking to, commission that under construction capacity as well? And if you can give us some guidance on the capex as well.
Yeah, actually, there is no under construction capacity in case of Coastal. It was actually in Lanco Amarkantak where they were adding 1320 megawatts, 2 into 660 megawatts.
Okay. So over here, there is no capacity addition plan. In Coastal?
Yeah, no capacity expansion in Union Coastal. As of now.
Yeah. And for Lanco, sir?
Yeah, Lanco, as we have said, you know, that 1320 is under construction and this capacity expansion will be over and above, you know, the existing operational capacity of 600 megawatt.
Okay. And sir, what will be the timelines for the commissioning of this additional capacity?
So this, we are expecting that in next 2 years it will be ready.
In next 2 years. Okay. And sir, Reliance has taken a stake in Mahan 1 and I guess Mahan 2 as well. So what are the exact details? How much have they tied up and how much have they paid for their 26% stake?
Yeah, this is from Mahan Phase 2. This is not... See, this is for Mahan Phase 1 and this the total percentage, if you will ask, so this is 5.6 almost, you know, equity. And in terms of its you know, the megawatt capacity, it will be out of unit 1, it will be almost 26%.
Out of unit 1, 26%.
Yeah.
Sure. And so final question, what were the merchant value volumes in Q2 and average realization?
Yeah. So merchant volume we sold, you know, is 4,886 million units, and my realization is almost, you know, 6 rupees per unit.
So one thing I'd like to clarify, Nikhil, is when we say merchant, it's not entirely only in the stock exchanges. The power exchanges. We sell about 2/3 to 80% of the power under the bilateral contract, short-term bilateral contracts, where the buyers are typically various discoms.
Right.
So you will see that the tariffs that we realize are generally higher than the average rate you see on the power exchange.
Sure. No, that's all from my side, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Abhinav Nalwade from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thank you for the opportunity. So continuing on one of the questions that Nikhil asked, can you throw light on timelines for all the upcoming projects?
Sir?
Hello?
Yeah, just hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, we know, just a second.
Yeah, so as you know that we are, in the process of, several expansion, and mainly this is the organic expansion we are, expecting. So let's take, the Mahan phase two. This is on full swing, and we are expecting that by, December 26 and June 27. So it will be, the operational. For rest of the projects, like, so other projects, these are going on, like in the Raipur, Raigarh, Kawai, Mahan, and, the new site, Mirzapur. These are, so already started. The work in Raipur and Raigarh has started, and rest of the projects, so this is yet to start. But one thing that for all the units, we have given order for, supply of BTG to BHEL.
Okay. And so what is the timeline for the Rajasthan bidding and any other tender that is expected to open?
Sorry, your voice is, some edgy voice.
Now is it better?
Little bit better.
Okay. So I was asking that what is the timeline for the Rajasthan bidding and any other bidding is going to come up anytime soon?
I think the latest news that the Rajasthan bidding for PPA, I think they are reconsidering this bidding, and if any new development will come, definitely we will come back.
They've withdrawn the bid temporarily. Probably we'll see the bid to be refloated soon with some changed conditions.
So one last question. What is the overdue amount with the Bangladesh PPA and what is the receivable period as of today?
So, so as I already said that the receivable is 790 million and in rupees term, this is 6,630 and in last 6 months we have received almost 350 million. And if you've seen in October itself, we have received 86 million. So the payment has already significantly increased, so after this turmoil in that country. So in September, we have received, almost 55-60 million. And then in October, we have already received 86 million. So the payments are, the gear up significantly after that turmoil in that country.
Mr. Abhinav, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Holdings. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Just one question. So what's the reason for the increase in the capital work in progress? I mean, it's now above 9,000 crores. So there's an increase of that much amount in the first half. If you can just explain that, please, that would be great.
So if I understood correctly, you want to know, the capital work in progress for Lenco?
No, sir, for the console entity.
Yeah, so actually, Nirav, this increase is because, we have acquired the Lenco Amarkantak, which has a project under construction right now. And there is a difference between the acquisition value and the carrying value of the capital work in progress. And we believe that when we complete the project, the overall project cost would be comparable to the current costs of setting up a similar capacity. So on that basis, we have recognized on one side a capital reserve.
Okay. And
similarly, it's also there in case of coastal energy, and so partially some capital reserve has been recognized in that case also. And specifically in case of Lenco Amarkantak, the carrying value of the capital work in progress is reflected.
And so just last question, based on the current plan, how much do we expect to spend in FY25 and 26?
Can you repeat that? We lost you in between.
Sure, sir. So what's the capex outgo expected for this year and next year?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. So, Nirav, for net this year, what you are expecting that, apart from acquisition, you know, so what we have already acquired, and if you will have, you know, some good, you know, so acquisitions basis, our own internal benchmark, then our, the ongoing projects, and then for our organic expansion, it will be near about 6,000 crore. And for next year, we are expecting that, you know, for same project, it will be around 20,000 crore. As of now, this is our estimation.
Got it, sir. Perfect, perfect. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Agrawal from JM Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, what is the EBITDA in the first month from the acquired entity that you have, posted in the second quarter? From Amar Kantak as well as Coastal Generation, what is the amount of EBITDA?
Yeah, it's only 1 month for which we have done the accounting, so it's not a very large number. Just a moment, let's just provide total.
So for 1 month, you know, this is not significant, but for the sake of, you know, giving the number, EBITDA for Coastal, we have in the number of negative 35 crore for 1 month.
And for the other one, Amar Kantak?
This is, you know, then again 8 crore.
Sorry, 8
crore. These are very small numbers. Yeah. Yes, actually, see, these were companies that were under the control of the resolution professionals since the last few years. And now our job is to actually turn their fortunes around. So we would be using our capabilities in plant operation and maintenance, in fuel management and logistics, and in power sales management to improve their efficiency, to improve their overall operating efficiency, financial efficiency, bring down their fuel cost and logistics cost also by optimizing their fuel procurement, actually focusing a lot on their fuel logistics, because ultimately we have found that there are avenues where we can make substantial improvements over there, and then managing their power sales.
So what we are expecting that next year, the EBITDA for this Lanco, you can see in the Corva, it will be near about, you know, it will be, you know, much more on improved version, because, you know, as we have, you know, track record of parts acquisitions, we have our own, you know, the system and processes there, we do lots of, you know, efficiency. So the number what is, you know, being reported in the public and the number what we will report, you will see in the tremendous change after, you know, coming to our fleet.
Got it. And so what is the amount of debt which is consolidated on account of these two entities in the second quarter, at the end of September?
So we have paid 4,101 in case of Lanco. And for Coastal, we have paid 3,336 crore. And this is gross.
So this is the acquisition cost that we have paid. Now, actually, we have taken some debt on the balance sheet of Lanco. Now we call it Corba Power. So we have 1,800 crores of debt over there. The other amounts that Mr. Jha quoted were actually paid from our accruals.
Yeah.
So the net addition of debt, the total addition of debt rather, is only 1,800 crores.
Okay. Okay, got it. And just to reconfirm, so you said that Bangladesh uses about $750 million and $86 million is received in October. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot for your time and looking forward to connect with you again, you know, our quarter three earnings. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Happy Diwali to all of you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities and Adani Power Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you, everyone.